Lovely first Sunday in Advent. We've got a very full service for everyone, so we very much look forward to enjoying and sharing the time with everybody this morning. If you are here for the first time, please join, make yourselves known to the stewards or other people after the service, and please join us for coffee. A word of welcome to people who will be listening to the recording of the service through the virtual media later on. I think we have just one note is just to mention all the Christmas activities. There are a lot of things going to be going on over these next few weeks. I assume everybody will have one of these yellow leaflets. Please take it home and read and collect at the back if you haven't for any reason got that. And that will give you all the details of all the great things that are happening over these next few weeks leading up to Christmas. You will see there's some beautiful flowers around here, and those are from John's funeral and service in on Friday. If people would like to take those flowers, share them with friends, then please would they have a word with Julie or Barbara at the end of the service and distribute the flowers as appropriate. David Allaby would like to have just a very quick word, if you would, David, on Food Link. Thanks.
Hello, everyone. Just a quick word to supplement the notice that we have today printed out. As the church here, we do lots of things to help other people in need. And one of the important things we do in helping people in need is contribute food to families who might go hungry, particularly over school holidays. And we have a basket out in the hallway there in which we put food. And this is really important, especially at school holiday time. So in this particular season of goodwill to all men, women, children, then if I can encourage you to contribute food to the basket over the next week or two, that would be much appreciated. And I'm told that we could, on this occasion, contribute the odd Christmas treat. So some nice biscuits and things like that. Thank you for your continuing support. Thank you very much.
Thank you again, David. And a warm welcome, of course, to our uniformed organisations for this parade service. And a special welcome to our preacher this morning, Katie.
Good morning, everyone. A prayer as we gather. All gentle God, whose time is now, whose presence is all around us, whose being is love, light and grace, we acknowledge that we are in your presence. We come to worship and praise you and thank you for your love. Amen. Going to sing an Advent hymn, and the chorus of this Advent hymn is "Ring bells, ring, ring, ring." And I think in these baskets you might find, I know they're for the littlies, but you might find some bells to ring, ring, ring as we sing our song. So you're very welcome. There's some short little flags here. If anyone wants to wave them, the larger ones are at the back. So wave them at the back, otherwise no one can see. Thank you.
Ring, 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 ring Thank you. Lovely, thank you. Well done.
Thank you. Please be seated. Welcome. And do you want to pop the bells back in the pots? There you are. Thank you. Just going to share in an Advent declaration and invite you, if you are able to see, to share in the words that will be in the bold type. Just wait for a moment before there's an Advent declaration. Let's see if it's coming. Here we are. We await the Christ, the one who will reveal God to us. He comes to us as everyday light, brightening the ordinary world around us. He comes to us as softened light, creating a gentle, healing space in the shadows. He comes to us as the focused spotlight, bringing truth and justice into stark relief. This is the light of the world, Jesus Christ, coming to shine among us. Amen. Now, at Christmas there are repeats, and I've got a Christmas repeat, which is a memory game, and it's one that we've done before, so some of you might be able to remember all of the answers, even without us starting. So, Anne is going to give us 10 seconds, because the bleeping bit's not working. There are 10 seconds, and there are going to be 14 pictures on the screen. See of them how many that you will be able to remember. Ready? Are you ready? Off we go, Anne. And I think that's 10 seconds up. Or do you need a little bit longer? Anybody want a bit longer? Have another quick look then. We'll have another quick look. Another 10 seconds. And I think that's enough. So, have a chat to the people next to you. See if you can come up with all 14 pictures. Managed to get at least 5. Yeah? Who has managed to think of at least 10 of them? Who's got more than 10? Who's got all things? They've got all 14. Oh, well done down here. Very good. So, can you give me one of them? Just one of them. Yeah?
Car lights.
Car lights. Brilliant. Headlights, yes?
Rainbow.
A rainbow. The sun, brilliant.
Candle.
A candle. Any others, yes? Sorry? Sunglasses for when it's very sunny, yes? The moon, brilliant. What else are we missing, Adrian?
Space.
The space, yes, the stars in space, yes? You were going to say that one. What else have we got? Yeah, Oscar?
A torch,
well done. Yes? A light switch, brilliant. Any more?
A table lamp.
A table lamp, brilliant, yes.
There was a candle and also car.
Yeah, the candle and the car lights. Any others? Yes.
A street
Sorry.
A street light.
Well done, Olivia. A street light. Any others that we've missed? A match. Well done. Have we said them all? Oh, we've got a yes.
It's like a match, but with a bit more like a stick with fire on.
Well, we got, yeah, well, that was the match one, you're right. And there's also a light. Yes, yeah, well done, a light bulb. We've got the moon, candle, torch, sunglasses, lamp, light switch, stars, match, rainbow lamp, torch and headlight. Well done, you got all of them, brilliant. Now, next question for you, and perhaps you can think of maybe at least five, if not 10, oh, there they all are, thank you. And the moon there. Can you think, what's good, and we can leave that up for a moment if you like, and what's good about light? Can you think of at least five things? Why is it good that we've got light? You might be able to come up with 10 things. Have a chat to the person next to you. Some of the things that light is good for, yes?
Heat.
First one is heat. Yeah, light provides heat and warmth, doesn't it? And you said you could also helps you to see things. What were you going to say? Yeah, you can see things. If you've got a torch and it's dark, you can see things, can't you? What else? Yes? No, not sure there. What? Any others? It's warm. We can see. Yes, Maya? Yes, things grow with sunlight, don't they? Brilliant. Light is important for growth, for to see, for heat. Any other things? Any of the adults got ones as well, yes?
For everyone to see where they're going.
Yeah, to everyone to see where they're going. It's really important, isn't it? Yes?
Have more summer holidays.
Yeah. Oh, summer holidays when there's more light. Brilliant. Yes.
It's the nicest way to wake up in the morning.
It's lovely to wake up in the morning, isn't it, when it's light. It's not quite so nice when you have to wake up when it's all dark. But it's nice with light. Yes. Yeah, you can be seen. If you've got a reflector or something reflective that you're wearing, then you can be seen if you've got something light. Yes. So shall I come back to you? Have you got it? Yeah, light makes a difference. Well done, that's a really good point, isn't it? Light makes a difference between night and day. And the lovely thing is that we have light every single day. Every day a new dawn, a new start, new light. Brilliant. Any others? Joshua? Yeah, you get vitamin D from the light, so it's healthy. It's healthy, yeah? Adrian?
I don't know if this will count, but God is the light of the world.
Lovely. God is the light of the world, and we're going to be looking at that more in this service. Brilliant. Emma at the back there.
A lighthouse can warn
ships. So have you heard that? A lighthouse, it warns ships, so it protects. It keeps people safe, yes?
It gives people tans.
It gives people tans, so yeah. It gives you a bit of the, perhaps we'll talk about the healthy glow with some light, yes?
It provides us with colour.
Provides us with colour as well. Light provides us with colour. And actually, light of a laser is healing, isn't it? It can be a healing light. Lots of lovely things. But you know, joy, it really gives us warmth. And in the winter when it's dark, hasn't it been lovely seeing all the Christmas lights? And when it's dark at night, to see all those lights, it brings us joy as well. Now, which of those pictures up there begins with a C, begins with a K sound? Yes, yeah. Yeah, the candle. And I've got all sorts of different candles here. Ooh, Do you want to, I don't know if you want to come and smell this one. It's quite a strong smell. Do you want to come and smell? Do you like it, or is it a bit over? Ooh, it's a strong scent. It's a cinnamon candle, that one there. And we've got all sorts of one that looks like a like an orange. That's been obviously lit a few times. And I've got a candle there that's made out of beeswax, strips of beeswax candle you're going to have a look at later. Now, we often use all sorts of candles like this just to look nice at home, and some of them are smelly like that one, so we use them to decorate, to smell. But they were, you candles were used as a really important thing to give light. I spent 3 months living in rural Kenya in a house where there was no light switch. I had a paraffin lamp and it kept on initially looking for the light switch with it. I don't know why I was needing to look. But there was no electricity, so there were no lights. And we needed to use a candle. If we got up in the night, we lit a candle to help us see. I remember one day when I was in the city that I lived before in Chile, when there was a blackout, the entire city, all the lights went out. There was no electricity for the entire city. And I'd been busy walking home. And in the middle of the city, there was no light at all. It's a bit scary. And I was having to put my hand against the wall to work out where I was going, until somebody appeared with a candle and some light. And we got to the house and we were given candles. Candles are really important to give light. Now, just stopping candles for a moment, who started their Advent calendar? Have you all got Advent calendars? Brilliant. What's on your Advent calendar? Have got any? What's yours like, your Advent calendar?
Chocolate.
You've got chocolate in your Advent calendar. Anybody else got chocolate in their Advent calendar? How lovely. When I was little, they were just pictures. But I do remember as a teenager getting chocolate ones, which was quite exciting. The Advent, how many numbers on your Advent calendar? Yes? Yeah, 24 numbers on your Advent calendar, counting down to what day? What are we counting down to on our Advent calendars? Yeah, to Christmas Day, the 25th. Now, in church, we don't have an Advent calendar, but we have Advent calendars, candles, Advent candles. And our candles are counting down to Christmas, but 1 week at a time. So in a moment, we're going to light today's candle. Next Sunday, we'll light the second candle. And all of the candles, the first candle reminds us of the hope and light of God's promise that God will always be with us. Then we will light one remembering the prophets who told us to live by God's light. Then next one will remember John the Baptist who pointed us to the light. And then the next one remembers Mary, who chose to receive and carry God's light, until finally we light the middle candle, which Adrienne, you've already mentioned. What's the middle candle remind us?
The light of God.
Yeah, the light of God, the light of Jesus Christ, showing us the light and the love of God. So the Advent candles are our countdown to Christmas, and two of the guides are going to come and share with us now in our Advent candle liturgy. So would you like to? Lovely. There you go. And there's going to be some words on the screen for us to respond to, the words in yellow.
We wait for the coming of Christ, the light of the world.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Invite you to sing.
Christ, we are light.
The true light, which enlightens everyone, is coming into the world.
Come, Lord Jesus.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it.
Christ, shine in your church today.
Oh, thank you very much. We're going to sing a hymn, Light a Candle in a Darkened Place. Are in a nativity play? Is anybody in a nativity play? You are. What are you in the nativity? Emma, can you shout that one out for us? I couldn't hear that one.
She's a polar bear.
You're a polar bear! Right! That's an interesting one. Anybody else in a nativity play? Yes, are you? What are you in the nativity? You're the narrator, you're telling the story. Now, I want you to see if you can come up with, chatting again to the person next to you, who is in the nativity story. And perhaps some of the others you might think as well, a little bit before the traditional nativity play and a bit after. But who comes into the Christmas story? And I have to say, there aren't usually polar bears. But have a think. See if you can work out and see between you who's in the nativity story. Oh, thank you. Yeah, right, okay, let's see who we've got, minus polar bears. Right, who's in the Christmas, who are you going to hear about in the Christmas story, yes?
Mary.
A camel. Good, well, yeah, I need the camel in the story.
Sheep.
The sheep, yeah.
An angel,
brilliant, yes. Yes.
Jesus
in the Christmas story. I guess we wouldn't be a Christmas story, would there, if it wasn't Jesus there? Mary. Yeah, any over there? William?
Shepherd.
Shepherds, brilliant. Yes, Hattie?
Joseph.
Joseph, yeah, we need Joseph. Olivia? Wise men, or the magi, or kings. Oscar? Yeah, the three kings or wise men. Any others? Yes?
Camels.
Yeah, the camels, right? And
star.
The star. Yeah, we need the star, don't we, in the Christmas story?
The wise men.
Yeah, lovely. Well done. Adrian.
It's the king who thinks he's the king of God and he tries to kill me.
Oh, well done. You've got the baddie, haven't we? Nobody else, we'd forgotten him. Herod, and he really, really, really wasn't a very nice king, which showed in contrast just how amazing Jesus was as the new king of the world. Yes, Olivia?
The innkeeper,
yeah. Joshua? The donkey, yeah. Wouldn't have got there without the donkey, would they? And the star. Brilliant. Now, all sorts of people who feature in the story of the first Christmas. Now, we're going to look in a moment about the story of Mary. Because, you know, again, the story wouldn't have happened without Mary saying yes to carrying and bearing Jesus. Now, got a lovely picture of a... Oh, first of all, thank you for having that there to remind me. We've got a crib festival this week at church. Some schools, and I believe some of the groups will be coming in to see. It's going to be filled with examples of the Christmas story. Has anybody spotted something big that's not normally in church? Has anybody spotted something big? What have you spotted? Yeah, the manger, the stable there at the back, and some more nativity. Adrian, yes? Yeah, the pictures, well spotted. They're brand new, so they're Christine. It was worth it. They've been spotted. Wise men still seek him, and unto us a child is born. Our Christmas post banners. Now, in the story, and maybe even just a little bit before the story, have you ever heard the phrase, "They're a ray of sunshine"? They're a ray of sunshine. You know, if you describe somebody as a ray of sunshine, they just have brought you a little bit of love, a little bit of joy. We can sometimes say that somebody brightened our day, or that somebody lit up the room, that when they came, things were better because they were like light appearing. Now, in our crib festival, I'm sure in most of the crib scenes, you will find Mary. Now, going to have a look at the next slide, which is about the people. And imagine, Mary was probably not ever so old. She was probably about 15, because 2,000 years ago, that was the age that people got engaged to be married, at age 14 or 15. And there's a lovely painting here by somebody called Tanner, an American artist. And it shows Mary, and on the left-hand side, that light represents the angel. And the angel coming to tell Mary that God wanted her to have a baby, to carry baby Jesus. And Mary says, yes, I will do that. I'm willing to do that. But you know, I think Mary must have been a bit frightened, a bit scared, because she didn't know exactly what was going to happen. And things were slightly rocky with about getting married to Joseph. And everything must have been a bit scary. But there were people in the story that I think really supported and helped Mary. One of them will, of course, have been Joseph. And see, the next picture shows Joseph and Mary. Before that, the shepherds jumped the pictures. Joseph even at the beginning thought, oh, I'm not sure about all of this. But Joseph decided to stand by. And he was there to support Mary when she had her baby. And if we move just to the diagram, Anne, at the very beginning, in part of our nativity story, we don't often hear, there were a married couple called Elizabeth and Zechariah. Elizabeth, we know, was a relative. We don't know if she was a sister. One of the old versions of the Bible says she was a cousin of Mary, but we're not sure. The word means relative. Mary, right very early on, when she was things were still very new, she went to visit her relative Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth saw her, she welcomed her in and said the baby that was inside her, who was later known as John the Baptist, just leapt for joy. And she said, you are blessed among all women. And I think when Mary went to visit Elizabeth, it must have given her a bit of joy, because Elizabeth was just, it's so wonderful to see you. And this is really, really, really good news. And Zechariah as well welcomed Mary to stay with them, a source of joy and strength. And then that next picture at the top right in the green, that's Joseph. Joseph who chose to support Mary. And then we've got the shepherds. When the shepherds had the angels came and told the shepherds what was going to happen, they rushed down to see Mary and Joseph and the baby. And the shepherds said to Mary, this is what the angels told us. And it must have been really encouraging for Mary to hear what the shepherds had to say. And then, of course, we had the Magi from the east, who they knelt and worshipped baby Jesus, perhaps not on the same day as the shepherds, maybe sometime later on. But again, they must have confirmed for Mary that this baby truly was special. And then we have Simeon and Anna, because after Jesus was born, these days, we bring a baby to church to be baptized or to have a blessing. And they did something very similar in Jesus' day. They took the baby to the temple to be blessed. And when Mary took Jesus to the temple to be blessed, there was a very, very old man called Simeon. And he said, oh, I've been waiting for this day my whole life. This is a really, really special baby. And Anna also said, this baby will be blessed. And I think all of those people must have been a source of light and strength and encouragement to Mary. Now, I'm just going to need a couple of volunteers. And I have a couple of Adrian, would you like to come? Have you done this? Have you done this loads? You're going to know what's happening. Right, so if we're going to stand in a line, I'm going to need to hold hands. Oh, no, you're going to need to hold. Emma, you're going to have to remind me. That's right, isn't it? We're holding
so
on to
holding
it.
Hands.
Not yet. So in a line, first of all. And yeah, you're going to all need to hold hands. That's it. But nothing's happening here, is it, Adrian?
No.
Would you like to come round and hold hands with Adrian? And let's see. Oh, we have. Could you want to lift your hand holder? Hold. And if you let go, hold your hold again. No, what about if you let go? Oh, it stops. Hold hands again. What about you let go? Oh, stops. Only the light only happens when we're all connected. Now hold on to that for a moment.
Can I say hi?
Yeah.
Oh, this is.
What if I with a wooden spoon in between? Nothing's happening. Just doesn't work with any other object.
I know why. Because electricity travels through us, but not through wood.
That's right. And if we let go of the spoon again. Hey, isn't that brilliant? When we are connected, when we're friends connected, the light is there. But when you let go, doesn't work at all, does it? Well done. Thank you very much. Now, Mary had all of those people around her who must have been like light and warmth and love and encouragement and support. Again, just speak to the person next to you. Can you think of five people who are light and love and warmth and support and encouragement to you? Who are you connected to that brings you light and love? Because it would take a very long time to think about all the different people that we are connected to. But I'll ask for one, will you? Who are you?
Granddad.
You've got your granddad there. Lovely. Granddad Keith, and that's lovely. You're having a lovely hug at the moment. And isn't a hug lovely? Who likes to have a hug? I know not everybody does, but quite a lot of us enjoy a hug and human warmth. And we're just going to just stop and we're just going to say thank you for the people who, like those who supported Mary, support us. Let's pray. We'll close our eyes for a moment. Gracious God, we thank you for all those who we are connected to, our friends and our family, those people who are like a ray of sunshine to us, who light up our lives, who give us warmth and encouragement. Thank you for every one of them. Amen. Now we're going to sing a song together. Let me tell you about a baby, the Christmas song. There are instruments and flags if you want instruments. Just step well back of the candle, that's it. Oh, baby,
Jesus, Savior, and the Holy Spirit.
be seated. You know, we give thanks during Advent for some of the remarkable people in the Christmas story who were light and love. And as we give thanks for those people who are light and love for us, during Advent we reflect on how we might be light for others. Now, as I mentioned before, it's Crib Festival Week, and every year we've decorated our Christmas tree with different themes. One year it was stars, another it was angels, another it was doves of peace. This year we're going to decorate it with nativity characters. I've got Mary there, I've got Jesus in the crib, we've got a star, we've got the manger or the guest room where he stayed. We've got one of the shepherds. We're going to have a quiet 5 minutes now. And at there's tables at the back. If you want, you can take one of these. But if not, there are lots and lots of them. You can take one and take some colour pencils and bring it back to your seat. Or you can quietly do it around the tables. But I'd like to invite any of the children or young people to decorate. And then shortly we're going to hang them on our tree. So perhaps, do you want to take those to the back? And there's do you want to take that example to the back as well for me of them coloured in? And while there's some colouring going on, just going to share with you some readings on the screen. They're words of scripture for us to reflect on. Throughout scripture, there are words about light coming into the world. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Words from John's Gospel. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The true light that gives light to every person was coming into the world. And a word from the Psalm. Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path. In Matthew's Gospel, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before all people, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. God of peace, you love and seek out every one of us. You consider each human being with an infinite tenderness and deep compassion. As we seek to follow Jesus, may we be guided by the light of your loving spirit and know that you are always with us. In the context of so much darkness in the world, I'm drawn to those words in John about the light coming into the world and how true the statement is that the darkness did not and has not and will not overcome it. over and over again in the context of deepest darkness, there are those who testify to light and to love. 1 year, Pope Francis wrote, "There will be lights, there will be parties, bright trees, even nativity scenes, all decked out, while the world continues to wage war." It was a cry from the heart, which said, the world has not understood the way of peace. But people who, despite terrible darkness, have written about moments, glimpses of light and grace and love, say they have been given hope and strength, even in difficult times. Richard Rohr says that Advent isn't about waiting for the darkness to go away. He says he's lived long enough to know that it won't go away. But we need to name it and hold it before the light and pray for the light to keep breaking through. Roy Gaston instead says that Advent is about taking time to be still in the darkness and discovering that in spite of it, God's presence is still there. 1 year there was a fundraiser at one of my churches where I used to live, and there was a jar of blessings, and every time that you received a blessing, you'd pop a pound into your jar. I went to visit a lady who was going through a terribly difficult time, and her jar was almost full, not long into that effort. And she said that, yes, things were tough and things were dark, but there were so many people that were light and love to her, and every day she saw blessings. So even if there is darkness for you in your life, while the lights twinkle out on the streets, pray that you might receive the love and the light of Christ and know that it is there. And perhaps for us as we journey through Advent, it's a reminder that we are called to be the people of light. We are called to reflect it. And perhaps each day we can do something, whether it's just texting a friend or picking up the phone or dropping something off the food bank basket, or perhaps doing something to support Barnabas, which is our charity this year. Do something so that we might be that light for somebody else this Advent time. We're going to remain seated as we sing, "Come, Lord Jesus, come," and our offering will be received as we sing. Stay here with me as we want to pop that on there. Great. gracious God, we thank you that your light continues to shine into our lives. We thank you for our love and the love of friends and family who support us. We ask your blessing upon these gifts that they might be a source of love to those who we meet, to those in need. Amen. Now, can you stop there for a minute and help me? Standing. Some others can. Thank you. Going to get a piece of paper. And for our prayers, I just invite you to think of somebody who needs light at this time, who needs the light of love, who needs the light of healing, who needs the light of warmth, who needs the light of peace. It might be a place in the world. And I'm going to invite you, unless you've got their permission, just maybe write their first name or an initial. But at the end of the service, we will place your candles on our board, and there will be, perhaps some of the children at the end can help attach the flames of light onto your prayers. And we will hold this during Advent and pray for those people who have been named on our candles. So just invite you to pause for lovely. Thank you very much. Brilliant, thank you. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Ian to put the lights on the Christmas tree. The lovely time of year, having the lights switched on our tree. Yay, isn't that beautiful? Lovely. And any of the children, if you are ready to come and hang your nativity decoration on the tree. If you haven't finished, it doesn't matter. But has anybody got theirs? While others are just thinking and writing perhaps one name or more than one name on your candle. Come and we're going to, while you're doing that, we're going to watch the social media Christmas, which again, another way of telling the story of light.
Thank you.
we have named this day, that they might know the light of your peace, that they might know the light of your warmth, and that your healing hand may be upon them. We pray for light and peace in so many areas of our world. We pray that we might be people of peace. Accept all of these prayers, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Just to say, you might have spotted a little tree as you came into the church. It's our gifting tree, and on it are lots of tags that mention things that are needed for by the Barnabas charity, who supports people who are homeless. So on the 16th of December, we will be receiving gifts for Barnabas. You're very welcome to take one of the tags and bring a gift on that day. On that day, there's going to be an impromptu nativity. The children, whoever comes that day, they're going to meet with Sunday kids for the first half hour and come up with a nativity play and come and share it with us in the service. So do come if you can on the 16th of December. But also, we've got a picture of a Christingle here to show. One of our really special services, Christmas Eve at 4 o'clock, where we remember Jesus, the light of the world, Jesus, who is our light and our guide, who calls us to live in the light of God's love. And we'll be celebrating Christingle on Christmas Eve at 4 o'clock. We're going to complete the Advent candle carol, singing Christ Be Our Light from verse 2. And if you want, you can add the flames to them.
Thank you.
may we go filled with the love and the light of God. May we go from here choosing to walk in the light of Jesus' way. May we go filled with the love and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. Thank you very much for your help. Thank you. Well done.
Well done.
Is that the first time you've carried the flag? Yeah? That's lovely. Is it first time you've